Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com, wherever you get your podcast. Patronize the advertisers, please. Thank you for listening to the program. We're going to record a podcast extra with Lewis Black after today's show and release that next week. We'll let you know Monday when we release that. He's going to swear. That's why we're doing the podcast. We don't mean to keep Lewis from you. But, you know, ask your kids how to do the podcast. And if you don't, a lot of people don't know how to do the podcast. You can just stream it, too. Go back and just look at it up. It's going to be right on our stream, right?
It's really not that tough.
No, I know it's not that tough. I know.
Couple clicks.
Yeah. Easy to learn.
Right.
I think I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
When it happens.
Yeah, you can sit here when it happens.
I will.
You'll actually listen to it live.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that, actually. I really am.
Yeah.
I am.
I got some extra sleep because I did the melatonin because it helps with COVID. I said that earlier in the show to piss off Dr. Mina. I do the melatonin because it makes me go to sleep earlier. The best part about this, we keep thinking there was something wrong with this thing because it's like every time we find a miracle drug like cocaine,
right,
there's something wrong with it.
Right.
And, but the melatonin, I'm thinking, when I first started taking it a couple years ago when I was anxious and couldn't sleep, I'm thinking, this works. Tires you out. You fall asleep. Feel good in the morning. They were saying a lot of people were getting burned out in the morning.
Yeah, I've never had that
problem. Well, it ended with me. It doesn't bother me anymore.
I'd much rather
have the sleep. But I don't have that burnout feeling anymore.
It's either something.
There's got to be something. They're going to find something's wrong with that. And the exact opposite, apparently.
Well, it's been out for a long time.
Yeah, but so. I never took it. It cures COVID, apparently.
So they're going to start looking into it.
No, it doesn't.
Now that you're taking it?
No, it doesn't. No. I'm just telling people that I recommend it to a lot of people. When I started taking it, people asked me about it. I said, no, use it.
Yeah, either I'm not getting a hangover from that stuff, or I was just used to being tired because it's too early to be getting
out. Yeah, I couldn't tell which one I was either.
I think you build up a tolerance after a while, too. Like, how many milligrams are you taking every night?
Ten.
Yeah, I've taken the same amount the whole time.
No, it tires you out.
Always seems to work.
Yeah. It was on this date in 2008.
I don't do it with booze, though. I heard people do it with booze, and they sleep for 14 hours, and I don't want that.
Who doesn't want that?
Well, you feel like ass.
I mean, maybe on the weekend you would want that. Okay.
Or, yeah, you might.
But not necessarily in the, you know, every morning. But I think I'm in. Was on this date in 2008. We lost Heath Ledger, found in his New York City apartment at the age of 28.
Drugs kill, man.
God, he was only 28.
Yeah. He was amazing. Brokeback. He was so good in Brokeback.
He was good in that Dark Knight too.
Yeah, I heard he was. I never watched it, but he was great as a Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer butt sex Heath Ledger.
Can you cut that before
Heath Ledger? I'll figure something out. Yeah.
That's fine. Either one's fine with me.
You know what else would put you to sleep here? Demetrio. Emailed me.
I don't know. What's he pissed at?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
This is a...
Is it the National Parks email? Yeah, it'll put me to sleep.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Okay. No, I didn't either. I just figured you said it would put me to sleep.
There's a dispensary in Phoenix.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
That sells burgers.
Oh, I did see that email. Weed burger, right?
Right. You can get a 25-milligram weed burger for $10.50. A 50-milligram weed burger, $13. 100 milligrams, $18. 250 milligrams. That'll put you to sleep, by the way. 250 milligrams.
Put you to sleep, Nick?
At $28.
Let's find out.
Okay.
500 milligrams, $48. And 1,000 milligrams, $75 for a hamburger.
Okay, here's my question for you stoners. Eating the burger to get high, then you get munchies after that, so you've already wasted your calories on the first burger. You know what I mean?
It's a while later.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a while later.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a while later.
But
you got
also,
time.
We've also talked about when you have a bunch of food in your belly, the edibles aren't as cool. And they aren't.
That's why you need the higher dose.
Okay.
Yeah.
250 grand burger, maybe. I got it. Okay.
I'd give this a shot.
If you eat the 250 milligram burger, you're just going to melt into the couch, right, and you will not get up and have any more food after that.
Unless somebody feeds you.
The burger will be plenty.
All right.
Yeah, unless somebody delivers it to you feeds it to
now,
you.
Do they cook it there?
Oh, I don't know.
Are they allowed to cook it there?
Good question.
It's a dispensary, so they probably don't cook it. They probably don't.
No, so the food's from our cafe.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Man. Cool. How much weed is in the fries?
It's like That's actually a good question.
You know they go through twice as many fries as normal burger
joints. Oh, of course they do. Give me a burger and 7 orders of fries.
Right.
Who's in the van?
Right.
Nobody.
Me.
When it first became legal in Colorado, there were a bunch of restaurants that served up, you know, the food with the edibles in it, marijuana-infused food, but I haven't heard so much about them lately.
It's like we're in a different universe. It's like we're in a different country, you know?
Well, we kind of are.
These are states in the United States of America. And by the way, until recently, until the last election, Arizona was a red state. Now it's blue. I mean, at least voted blue this time. And they got legal weed. You know, my state's a swing state. There's a bunch of rednecks in Pennsylvania. They get medical. They really, really, really pushing for legalized recreational in Pennsylvania, which might happen. And it's just like we're living in a different world.
We'll be surrounded at some point.
Yeah, we are going to be surrounded as long as that we keep electing the douchebags we do in Lincoln. I'm with you on that. We will be surrounded. I mean, South Dakota is legal weed here in about now soon. I mean, recreational.
Let's just put some weed in a burger.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is a great idea to boost your food sales.
Yes.
I mean, you only have to have one item. You only have to have the weed burger on the menu, and pretty much everything else will follow.
I'm with Nick, though. Put it in the fries, too. And also the ketchup.
Yeah, put it in everything.
Put it in the ketchup. So when you dip your fries, you're dipping edibles in edibles, eating the fries.
Oh, you can do that.
Yeah.
Put it in the lettuce and tomato I'm going to put on the burger. Let's go.
I wonder where exactly it's infused. Is it in the meat? Is it in the, are they buttering the bun and grilling it? You know, where is the
weed?
It's
going to be in some oil they cook it in.
It's usually butter or oil.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That they infuse it with.
Maybe they're using that for a binding agent within the burger or something.
The binding agent is sunflower lecithin.
Ah.
I've gotten a lesson on this the past couple of weeks.
You know a chef?
Yeah.
Without saying names?
I do.
Oh, good.
Now I'm curious. I'm sitting at the feet of Todd waiting for some...
you can't tell you the
waiting
chef.
Waiting for some brilliance
tell
here.
Tell me a story, Todd.
I've given you still illegal in our state, right, so he can't tell you his
name. I've given you all the information.
I want to hear fables then.
Okay.
some Greek mythology.
Todd, what ifs?
Remember, Todd sat in the couch, couldn't move last week. That was because he ate that brownie that had too much in it. So that's a fable. That was it.
Oh.
That was the fable, right?
Things
there.
Are coming together for me.
Right.
Yeah, I can fill you in a little later.
Okay. I bet you can.
But I'm learning a lot.
I'm curious.
Are you going to try it, or are you going to let somebody else cook for you?
No, I'll let somebody cook for me, but I'll watch and learn.
Right.
It's chemistry.
Well.
It's better weed through chemistry. Right. Better edibles through chemistry. Yeah, some edibles are better than others because there's a better chemist.
Well, there was a couple episodes of Shameless where they were actually cooking weed, and all the stoners that watch it, like Puss and I do, were telling us how he was doing it wrong. And this
well, they said it was pretty close.
Pretty close.
It was pretty close. They skipped a couple steps.
Yeah, skipped a couple steps. Yeah, well, for editing time, they got to skip.
And they
steps.
Were charging like $20 a brownie.
I know.
As far as I'm concerned, my chef has become the Walter White of edibles.
All right,
getting better all the time.
Oh, I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
I could use that. I've gotten
all
candies
murder,
from
though.
Somebody before.
Not all the murder, right? Though there's a lot of murder.
Oh no, there's no bloodshed.
Okay, well, you don't talk about that,
right? Because we're not involved in trade.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, we're not.
You're not working for the cartel.
No, it's not an
got
enterprise.
It. Got it.
That's good.
Go ahead, Nick. What were you saying, Nick?
It's not even a little mom and pop shop. It's just private.
It's just dude shows up at your house. Okay. Right.
Said I could use better regulated edibles. I've gotten candies before, and the doses are so different than some of them. You're like, have fun, and others are like, good luck, dude.
Two different words.
Yeah, the store-bought
stuff. Have fun or good luck, dude.
I've reacted differently, too. And the only one that I see consistently, that worked consistently, are the Chiba Chews. Otherwise, I get mixed results.
Not even your Stoner Patch kids?
Oh, those are good.
I love that.
That's
that,
funny.
I love that. Yeah, that's a, like they're just making little plays on actual candy.
Yeah, when everybody grew up with that stuff, down there smoking it, right, or eating it, I should say. You still lighting bowls? I know Nick does the pen. You still lighting actual old fashioned bowls?
Oh sure.
Okay.
You got to do that until the edibles kick in.
You can't be not high for like 40 minutes.
Duh.
And you can't plan ahead to take it early enough to be high when you want to be high.
All right.
Yeah, there's a show on Netflix called...
You still got joints? You still do joints?
Cooked with Cannabis.
That's how you smoked a joint.
I haven't... Well, once in a while, you go to a weed shop, you know, say, where it's legal.
Well, you're waiting for them to cook, you drink...
They'll throw
you
in a joint just because, you know, you made a $50 purchase. Got then
it.
You get
All
a free
right.
joint.
Right.
So that's probably the last time. Last time I smoked a joint, I think, was when I was hanging out with you in Steamboat a couple summers ago.
Yeah, it may have been a year or so.
Yeah.
For me, since, well, you know, how often do you see people?
Yeah.
Right.
Joints tend to be for sharing.
Right. Not anymore.
Right, or you're going to be super high.
Did I smoke a joint in Steamboat, or was that just you?
I don't know.
That's usually a yes.
I know if you purchased. I'm pretty sure we went to the same shop.
No, I didn't go. A buddy of mine went.
Okay,
yeah.
And if you get 50. If
Our
you
coach went.
Yeah, that shop, that particular shop.
He's listening.
Yeah.
The coach of the baseball team went.
If you made a $50 purchase, you got a free
One
joint.
One of the coaches, yeah.
Yeah,
see, you didn't have a me there with you to get you through the drive-through.
I wasn't
the details.
No, I wasn't driving. Oh, I wasn't driving at all, no. But I was in Steamboat, yeah, which is a beautiful place.
No, that's not a shadow person.
Yeah,
here's the food you should eat.
No.
Don't try to make any decisions.
I wish I were there now.
No, it's... No, I'm not a shadow person.
I don't think he ever accused me of being a shadow
person.
He
wondered who was behind him on stage, didn't he?
I did, yes.
Well, oh, yeah.
I said who was on stage.
Yeah.
Who was standing behind me on stage?
Me. Why was I there? Because he told me to be there.
Because you were a shadow person.
Follow me up here in case I can't make words.
That's
quote,
a quote,
unquote.
That's a quote, right? And I did. I made words.
You did. Yes. You did.
Well, and phrasing it that way is troubling to begin with.
I know.
Oh, trust me, Nick. I there were alarm bells going off in my head when he said that.
I'm a pro, man.
Oh, this could go south
in
real
case
quick.
I can't make words. Uh-oh.
Well, see, he's almost there. But he could still make sentences out of the words that he could come up with.
And it was only like 10,000 people looking at him.
Yeah, that's
just
good.
Just 10,000 people.
Good.
Which, I, you know, that doesn't scare me. I've done that a lot in my life, but lucky enough to be able to do that. But, yeah. I was into it.
So weed burgers. We'll have to look into that.
Well, Todd, next time you're in Arizona visiting the old man, grab a weed burger. Tell us what's like, man.
Yeah, I don't know how convenient that is.
And get one for Larry, too, and just give it to him.
Go buy it and bring it back to the compound.
I am not familiar, although it's just started, hasn't it?
Yeah. We just talked about that. It just started issuing a bunch of licenses, I believe, in Arizona, right, for recreational.
I think so.
Yeah, I think Craig did the story of the day.
I'm curious if community, they have, you know, like where Dad lives, might not allow recreational dispensaries.
Maybe not right in that particular compound.
Right, you go to the town next door.
Right.
You go to the next suburb.
It's a big stretched out city, so.
You'd think they'd have one, like, right inside his, you know, his little complex.
You'd think, but probably not.
Yeah, because older people like to smoke weed to help them, you know, calm down.
Yeah, there's
lots of glaucoma.
There's also a lot of older people who think it's heroin.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, there's still that mindset.
It's ridiculous.
You got to slip it in their burger.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Get you one and get Larry one and just share and see what
happens.
Don't tell him. Yeah.
Don't tell him.
You're a fun stoner. He probably is too.
The trouble is if you don't know.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Then you get scared. Well, then you think something's wrong. You can't trick somebody with that.
No, that's pretty cruel. Probably illegal, too.
Let him eat it and then tell him.
It is.
Tell him in the interim. Well,
your old man's not going to.
That's as bad as roofying somebody.
Yeah.
Well, roofying, you're generally going to rape them, so it's not that bad.
Apparently, that's what Push does.
Damn, Push.
Well, that's what it's for. They call it the date rape drug, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Jesus. All right.
Should call them Flories.
Don't drink with puss.
Nope.
Note to self.
Or do.
Right.
If you want to be raped by them.
Drink with puss. Carry your drink with you wherever you go.
Put your hand over it when you go to the bathroom.
I've never roofied anyone. Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah. Yet.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thousands of National Guard troops are back in the United States Capitol after being kicked out and forced into the parking garage. The soldiers were told they were no longer allowed to use the congressional grounds during rest breaks, so congressional leaders in both parties expressed outrage over sticking these thousands of National Guard troops in a parking garage with one single bathroom and one single outlet.
All right, then do something about it.
They did.
They did.
Okay, good.
The troops have since received an apology and been let back in.
Yeah. Who kicked them out initially?
Right.
The U.S. Capitol Police.
They're having a rough couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I got a feeling there might be a few bad apples in the Capitol Police Department.
Sounds like it.
It's a turf war.
There's some good guys, obviously. The heroes almost were killed.
And then there's guys.
The guy was killed. The Trump mob killed a guy. Remember that, by the way, when you were bitching about gas prices. The last president killed a guy. A cop.
They showed photos. I mean, more and more stuff is coming out.
Brutal. Brutal.
Beating cops.
Yes.
With, the stick, the end of the stick had an American flag on it.
Yep.
They were flogging cops with it.
Fire extinguisher. That guy was busted.
Law and order. Yep.
They are the party of law and order, the Trumpers. I'm not even going to call them Republicans anymore. They're just the Trumpers.
All right, I'm going to mention this because Dr. Meadham ain't listening. Know the answer to this, but Cameron wants to know. We were talking about your toilet there and your ass recognition phone.
Mm-hmm.
Is my butthole like a fingerprint?
What's her name?
And specific to me.
What's her name?
Cameron.
It's
a dude.
It's a dude. Okay. Yeah. A puss will check it out then.
Is he worried he left it at a crime scene?
Yeah.
No, we had to.
You mean the actual butthole?
Well, like it would leave a fingerprint.
We've never heard that.
Well, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, were you here, Nick, for the fecal analysis toilet?
I heard it on the way in.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what he's talking about, because apparently this toilet.
Well, the DNA coming out of your butthole is a fingerprint, obviously. But no, I think your butthole looks like everybody else's butthole.
You think?
Well, spread them.
Have you done extensive research?
I've seen more than one butthole, and they look the same to me.
Yeah, but in person,
I'm going to let that whole thing go.
So have you,
and
Craig.
And when I say whole thing.
So have you, Craig.
He looks at four buttholes every morning when he comes to work.
Probably seen more of them on the internet.
Oh, they've seen then, too.
Right, you get a better look there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been down there. There's a position where you see one the whole time. You know what I'm talking about.
Unfortunately. Completely unfortunately,
That's a great question for Dr. Mina.
It's a question.
Is my butthole a fingerprint? And you're right, it's just a question.
Well, although,
you know, people are curious.
I know.
That's, that makes it a good question.
That's why they
ask
us. That's why they ask us, right?
Yeah.
I think it lays somewhere in between a question and a good question. Right, right. There's got to be a degree.
All depends on the answer.
Perhaps so. Yeah. Buttholes are unique in one way or
another.
Like
a snowflake?
I think they are.
Yeah.
It's okay now, but the residents of Warden, Washington, rather, were being told to flee because of a possible explosion at their potato factory.
There's why he did the story.
I love the word. He just wanted to say flee.
I wanted to hear Tyler say
I want to be the guy
potato.
What happened down there? Oh, you won't believe it. The potato factory exploded. I'd be the guy. I'd be like the Paul Revere of that town.
There was a risk of an ammonia tank explosion at one point. Officers were going door to door to notify residents to get the hell out.
Yeah.
The evacuation order has since been lifted. No reports of injuries.
Stupidest thing I do, and I do a bunch of them.
It's inspired, though.
I don't know about most stupid.
It's up
certainly
there.
Right
top
up there.
Top five, at least.
Well, I like to think your most stupid thing is yet to come.
Okay.
That's true. Don't sell yourself short.
That's why we're here every day. That's true.
We can be stupider.
Yep. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.